This Mason-Dixon aspect of our marriage has caused some minor tensions when we visit Civil War battle sites, but we both agree that the war's outcome was for the best, especially so considering the prospect of two Americas, Northern and Southern, which had once come together as a nation greater than the sum of its parts. Slavery was at the center of the question. In 1861, Southerners believed every state had the right to decide on the fate of slavery. They believed, moreover, that each state had the right to secede from the Union at any time. The newly inaugurated president, Abraham Lincoln of Illinois, believed that the federal government's powers trumped the state's right position. The Southerners had a valid point, though, when they claimed they were fighting for survival of their lifestyle. The question of slavery temporarily aside, the industrialized North was in fact trying very hard to isolate the agricultural South. King cotton needed room to expand, and if slavery could not be extended west, the South's entire economy and way of life was doomed. The majority of Southerners were neither wealthy nor were they slave owners, but they all still wanted to defend their way of life.